Very exciting Pasta Cast this Sunday morning. We got some favorite guests, which at this summer at that event down at the Rocky Neck Cultural Center, I said is the next best thing, and they've been proving me right. But I'm gonna start up left to right. We have Donna Arizoni from Somerville, Massachusetts, over here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
There you go. Fresh off of her first time back with the 1 hour at a time gang.
In the snow.
I'm sure you found some interesting
gloves.
Gloves and
we
remnants.
Did find gloves.
Did you find any mattresses?
No. Not yet, no. But we did find gloves. Not matched ones.
Katie Tomey. Speaking of mattresses sticking out of the snow. We have a couple of the clam tributers. Is that what we call yourselves?
We're clam editors.
Clam editors. We have James Dowd and KT Tombstone Toomey.
Nope.
Over here.
In the house.
Early on a Sunday.
So I mean, I'm gonna go through all the introductions. Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
I didn't say Mrs. Grumpy Pants. Are you happy about that?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I have to get work. Call me Mrs. Grumpy Pants.
And Mr. Effervescent Toby Pat.
Good morning, Gloucester.
So was it true when I said the next big thing, the clam has taken off, right? Mm-hmm. He has huge following, huge Facebook people following you guys. You're ruffling a lot of feathers. Ruffling a lot, but I think that's what you intended to do. James is shaking his fist. You did the power pump, fist pump, and so I read online someone that works for a newspaper. I'm not going to mention this because I don't want to get into a whole fucking shit match with these people. I consider like a towny person, but also works for a newspaper, and said, and I think this is probably. I'm going to say that you're probably going to take this as a badge of honor. They said. The clam, I think that these guys have overstepped their bounds. Oh. Who do they think they are? And who do they think they are? And this, that, and the other thing. So, I mean, does that make you happy? Do you feel like you've arrived when you hear, like,
absolutely.
Someone from the local newspaper?
And, like, from the paper? Really?
Not the...
Yeah, really, yeah.
There's a sub-newspaper, not the main...
Any paper?
Local
is it printed paper?
There's a printed paper, yeah.
Oh, okay. A printed paper.
The second one that's kind of like, yeah. The, like, you know...
This, yeah. Yeah. It's funny because it's so hard to light my my wood stove with an iPad now.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because... I like KT go at this, but like KT actually, when she gets up, actually bathes in the tears of haters.
I do.
It's good.
I'm gonna get a whole hot tub based around the tears of my haters.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
It's good for your skin.
Yeah.
One of the things that's just hysterical is two things is that, you know, I'm on the beach. I'm hard to imagine. I'm flying a drone on the beach, and somebody again who I will remain nameless who reminds me as he walks up to me is we're just like, who are you? And I'm like, hello, my name's James. Oh, you're James Dowd. He's literally wearing tweed, right? He has a walking stick, right? The whole thing, and he says, he's got a bow tie, literally got a bow tie on for a walk on the beach, and he says, "Oh, you're the clam." I say, "You shouldn't use such harsh language." And I looked at him. I said, I hate to tell you this, but like we actually track our statistics fairly closely. We do like a weekly, you know, dump of our data, and one of the only things we actually know scientifically.
Yeah.
So people love swearing.
Yeah, how much is a fuck good for? Like how much big of a bump do you get for a fuck
like
as opposed
like,
to a
know,
shit?
30 or 40 hits per fuck. So, you know, like 60 of them in a post, you're doing really well.
There you go.
It's only a word.
And scroll I've been, past it if you have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. It's like it's another thing people have come up they're like, you know, you people are not nice. You're what are you with, like, that guy who was like, what do you think? You can't say that. You can't say this. And we're like, go somewhere else. And he's like, I'm going to tell everyone what terrible people you are.
So your readership will go right out.
Well, that's the thing. It's like this must have been like telling someone like a certain place was a gay bar back in like the 50s, right?
Everybody ran to it.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, this is a, you know that place down by the airport? That's a gay bar. A gay bar, you say? Which one again? You know, like, you know, there's a certain percentage of people. Right. Yeah. So, you know, percentage of people who says it's a you know, if it's a gay bar, they're going to get people who are going to go, yeah, I'll have to get down there and hate on that place. Can you park in the back? You know, like, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not supposed to be for everybody. You were saying about individual people.
We try to be nice. We're not taking individual people that don't deserve any kind of hate, because there's so many. Like, we don't want to make fun of people that don't deserve it. And we don't usually make fun of a specific person. We kind of make fun of a specific way of thinking sometimes.
Yeah. The guys on Wicked Tuna would take exception to that.
Well, yeah, but right? I don't really make
but
fun
you're saying
of
they deserve it. Is that what you're saying?
I don't really dislike any of them. I actually
think I know you don't. I get it. I get it, but this is what... you have to understand their perspective. So from their perspective, right, is they don't get the... When you're talking about them, the satire that you're doing and the jokes and everything else is going like this to them, right?
I kind of assumed that one.
And you get it, right? And that's kind of part of the joke at the same time. Mm-hmm.
It's a TV show about fishing, you know? Like, people are, you can't make fun of this place. I'm like, how can you not make fun of this place? Have you lived here for more than 5 minutes?
It's all made up drama.
It's part of the fun. I mean, the worst intersections is part of the fun, you know what I mean? The shittiest parking lots, you know what I mean? It's part of the fun. I think people are egocentric, though, and they think anything that's mentioned about them, they analyze it 50 ways till Sunday, and...
There's medication for that.
Yeah, right. You just see the stuff we don't. We don't just see the stuff we don't run. That's the thing, you know. It's like, I have a whiteboard in Clam Media Tower, and we like just erase that one. That one's not going to fly.
Yeah, you want to be kind, but it's more the issues than the people.
Right. And there's one. I mean, let's face it. If you walk into a bank wearing a beard and a pair of sunglasses and rob the bank, we're going to make fun of you. Until the end. We're going to troll you to live and death. Come on.
The red pants.
The red pants.
In red.
That's the famous cab's getaway car.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to make fun of you in that case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that... People were like, really?
And, you know, media figures, you know, like, you can't be on a TV show and not expect some people are going to make fun of you. Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
As I'm freaking choking down this donut. Thank you, Kim, for bringing in this.
Donuts are amazing.
Delicious.
Delicious
Brothers Brew donut. I'm choking down right here. That's so great. This is high quality podcasting.
Absolutely.
We're very professional.
Anyway, thank you, Kim, for bringing the Brothers Brew donuts today.
Oh, you're welcome.
They made it back into the podcast They made it back in. There was a period of 15 episodes.
We didn't mention it
and never got acknowledged by them, even though they have social media sites. And we would tweet to them, include them in the tweet, and they still didn't. You know, pimping them relentlessly. It became a game see how they could avoid, like people telling them that, you know, oh, did you hear this on Good Morning Gloucester, and still not acknowledge that we talked about their incredible bacon donuts, which the most sinful thing, you know, in the incredible.
They are so awesome.
Yeah, they're incredible. So they elevated Trent. They passed the point where if someone ignores, like, when we try to help them and won't, like, retweet something, I usually say, fuck them, they're dead to me. But their shit is so good that I can't transcend. You know, they've transcended the fuck you thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You see where I'm coming from on that?
I get it. Exactly. It's like, oxygen, right? You know, yes, fuck oxygen.
Yeah, they're like oxygen. The bacon donuts are like oxygen. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, Kim neglected to bring the
donuts. They didn't have any bacon donuts.
Did you go for them? Did you ask?
No, but really
you didn't
rushing.
See any?
I didn't see any. It was really rushing.
I still appreciate it. In any case, even though you didn't bring the bacon donuts, I still appreciate it.
Did you try cinnamon?
No, I had the butter crunch.
Have that cinnamon.
Look how dense with the
I know. They're real donuts.
Joey's looking at his donut with two hands.
This is gonna be the perfect segue into my next topic. My next topic. So not yesterday. The day before yesterday, I went because Kim's daughter is having has an upcoming wedding.
Congratulations!
And I'm invited, right? So I got to get I need a summer weight suit. I have a black, suit, classic suit with, you know, that I wear all the time. In the winter, but in the summertime, this is a summer wedding. I know Kim. I know it's gonna be like outdoorsy, and you know it's gonna be light and everything else. So I'm looking for a khaki suit, classic tailored khaki suit you could wear friggin' for the next 20 years, right? Go to J. Crew Outlet Kittery, and I pick up a couple shirts, a couple pair of pants. Their button down shirts are awesome. You don't have to iron them; they're fantastic. Pick up those. Lo and behold, I see it. It's got the light fucking beaming out of it. At the back of the store, on a mannequin, the perfect khaki suit. The tailored, you know, it's not like the one from 10 years ago that looks like a box. There's no shape to it all. It's like nice, right? You can wear it with an open collar shirt. You can look, you know, on point, right? So I grab it. They get my size, 44 regular. They get my size. I'm psyched. They get the pants, 34, 32. Psyched, right? I go into the dressing room, and I get under. I try on the jacket. The jacket, I'm fucking styling. I'm looking so fucking fly. I'm looking super fly, right?
So humble.
Then I put on the pants. Fucking god damn it. They got the goddamn pants. Skinny jean pants.
Oh, no.
It's skinny jean. So, and you know, khaki suits. You can't wear a khaki. It has to be the same. It has to be the ensemble, because you can't match khaki sport jacket with a different color khaki, because you look totally ghetto. Totally wrong. You can't match up. It has to be part of the suit.
Skinny.
It was all 50% off. The jacket was on point. I'm like, I got to the thing. I'm like. My legs look, I look ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. And I'm cursing. I'm shake my fist at you, designers from J. Crew. So, yeah. So that's right. So yeah,
I think a hipster beard, a single gear bicycle, you know, maybe like a tattoo sleeve, and I think you roll it. You know, I think you just do it. I mean, so 50% off. You could get a bicycle and you could grow a beard. And
I let the Clamistas handle the hipster quotient. I am the, you know,
you're a closet. Come on, you're a closet hipster, Joe.
I'm a geek. Don't get me wrong. We have a lot of crossover in our nerdiness and our love of technology and Android. What?
They were just really too skinny.
Kim, yeah, it looked like two pencil sticks, you know, in the big, you know. I'm not a big.
Well, especially with the suit, though, you can't wear those with a suit.
But this is the style of Banana Republic. Everything is like, you know, they made for the gay guys, you know, like totally like the sweaters that are extra large. They could fit a boy medium. You know what I mean? They want everything super tight and like they made. It's not. They're not built for average
real men.
Well, we're not saying real men, because gay men are still real men. We're not going to offend anyone.
I was teasing.
What I'm saying is that the gay man style is the t-shirt or the sweater that's five sizes too tight.
Because right, they have time to go to the gym.
What?
They have time to go to the gym, because they usually don't have kids.
Oh, they look great. I mean, they are what you aspire to is the gay man physique, because they take care of themselves.
Right. Unlike me. We come to the donut, Kim. Pass me the... I'm going to have the butter crunch.
Brother, yeah. as Jim hops on a butter crunch, double glazed butter crunch from Brothers Brew. Yeah, so there you go. So we got that.
No good looking suit for me.
Skinny jeans? No.
I couldn't go there.
Try being 5'1", trying to find clothes at 5'1".
No, you're always well put together, though.
Well, thank you, but it takes a long time.
And it's because you always wear your Good Morning Gloucester swag. That's why. It fits everyone.
I love this.
Oh, yeah, God. It's nice.
We have a couple pieces of business to get out of the way. The GMG Photography Show at hosted at Cape Ann G Clay is April 10th. Hopefully we see all our friends there. I said thank you to Kim. Oh, the two winner of last week's GloucesterCast podcast subscriber contest, which were donations by Jim Clyde, whose work, his prints you can see.
Hog Island, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You can see at the First Ipswich Bank, located at 207 Main Street, Gloucester. There's two prints, two winners, Alicia Quintano and Marianne Cardoni. You can pick up your prints down here at the dock, Captain Joe and Sons, 95 East Main Street, within 2 weeks. If you don't pick them up within 2 weeks, they go back into the prize pile. But congratulations, Alicia Quintano and Marianne Cardoni. The next piece of business I'd like to talk about is a sad story that we covered. The Marine Dan Carey, son of GMG FOB Josie Carey. Josie Carey was the woman, I don't know if everybody makes this connection, but Josie Carey, her grandfather was Cigar Joe, and she entrusted us with the tapes from her audio taped 1981 of Cigar Joe talking about wartime fishing in the early part of the 20th century. She gave us all those audio tapes. So she's a real good friend of the blog, and her son Dan Carey was he somehow he got shot in the abdomen and back.
Yeah, he was three surgeries.
It was an accident.
I'm sure. Yes. It was in the United States. It was in Atlanta.
It was in Georgia.
Georgia.
It was his friend.
Well, Georgia. Did I say
it?
Yeah. It's South Frontier.
Not Atlanta, but I would think it was Stewart, Georgia.
So he was in critical condition. I guess he's been released from the ICU. We just got that note.
And he's had three surgeries.
He's had three surgeries. And what I didn't realize when I put up the post got over 40,000 things on Facebook. It was crazy. This kid is well known kid
only
in town.
19.
And there, but I didn't realize at the time, and I didn't put a link to the GoFundMe page. So I just redid a post, and I'll include that link in today's podcast show notes. If you'd like to donate to this family, please do so.
And people are donating. I saw it this morning on Facebook. Yeah. It's starting to take off. So people should get on there.
Well, and it's Sal Frontiero's nephew too. So another Gloucester person.
One of the best things about that story is, we're a terrible story, the accidental discharge, is that the guy who was hit actually said, "I want everyone to keep the guy who hit me in their prayers as well."
Because that was nice. Yeah.
Because he understands. I mean, this is it's a dangerous, profession that these guys have, and it's tough. And that guy's got to carry that as well. It's an accident. I'm sure it's a tragedy all around. So,
yeah, absolutely.
He's only 19.
Yeah.
So there's that. Some news from Rockport. Rockport is, and I'm very disappointed in our friend Dawn Noble from La Provence in downtown Rockport, because the story didn't come from her. She's usually my go-to, and she always, she's a big friend of the blog.
Yeah, she's terrific on Twitter.
She's terrific. Social media, her and that Jolie girl from See Again, and the guy from Bearskin Neck Leathers, and there's a couple other ones, but they are doing the right thing for all the other merchants. They don't just tweet about themselves. They're business owners in downtown Rockport that tweet that are the leaders in the Rockport social media scene. But this one didn't happen to come from her, so I don't know how she dropped the ball. She must have been shit-faced last night and didn't forward it to us. They're doing something like what we started in Gloucester with the block parties, and they're gonna have what they're calling it First Friday, the official word is Rockport at Night, and it's going to be the first Fridays from May 1st to October 2nd.
And they're going to leave the sidewalks from being rolled up?
They're going to leave them flat. They're not going to roll up the sidewalks. There's a group there.
The first Friday of every month.
Did I not say that?
Yeah, it's the first Fridays.
Starting May.
I think that's what I said. I think that's what I said. First, in case I didn't say it, we'll go back to it.
Okay.
We're going to say the first Friday of each month from May 1st to October 2nd. It's called Rockport at Night. We'll link to their social media so everybody can follow it to get reminders from them. The galleries and shops will open their doors from 4 to 8 p.m. From Main Street to Bearskin Neck. The town's merchants welcome you with hors d'oeuvres, wine, and beverages while you enjoy the renowned talents of this creative art colony. They call Bearskin Neck an art colony, not a
cafe center.
Not a retail colony. And not a retail.
It's not at 8 o'clock. It's still light out.
There's a lot of artists down
there. But the B&Bs really are happy about
four
this.
To eight.
The boys,
the bed and breakfasts.
Pushing the envelope there.
Breakfasts. Yeah, the B&Bs. Happy about them. Yeah.
The B&Bs.
The B&Bs.
They are extremely happy about this. No, really, there's a group in Rock. There really is. You have to give credit to like the past 3 or 4 years. There's been a group of young Rockport merchants that have really stepped up in planning the Motif number one days. Good Morning Gloucester contributed, the Roving Home, Sarah Kelly
right,
is very involved.
There's a bunch of young families here as well. So actually someone who, a friend of Clam, an FOC.
FOC. Focker.
A Focker, as we call them. Yeah. from now on.
Focker.
Stephanie Funnell, who's an editor, a video editor, a very talented film person, and she and a group of people there have been really trying to up the art stuff there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the theater there. I mean, they're doing. We joke about Rockport at the Clam a lot. And
they need a restaurant.
They have restaurants. They need restaurants to stay open later. That's the thing. We'd be remiss to mention Rockport without ridiculing all the people that tried to stop the Shaolin Lu from coming in.
Oh my goodness.
much yes.
We need
to,
I know.
They need to mercilessly be ridiculed
we'll get on that.
Trying to, because that was an ongoing battle. So, yeah, because it's horrible. That, you know, it's going to ruin everything.
Oh, yeah.
Our culture is just
hasn't been the same.
Because what was there was a mess.
No, it was, I'll tell you, I'd rather have anything but that Shaolin loop.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You're bringing in a bad element, folk musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People dressed up.
You don't want world-renowned musicians coming to your town under any pretense.
You get a folk musician, next thing you know, they're drinking herb tea.
Woo!
They're going down to the Unitarian church, having a potluck.
Sons of bitches.
Place just falls apart.
But they want to keep the tool and die.
Hold the
gotta hold the line.
Hold the line,
hold
baby.
The tool and die.
Oh yeah, my there God. You
there's
go.
A lot of Rockport we need to start making fun of, clearly. we've been missing key elements in the clam here.
Expand your reach. You expand, right? Well, you know, first you have to conquer the satire in Gloucester.
That'll never happen.
There's so much. So there you go. I want to mention, I'm really psyched about my sister's, she's got this little mini series going where she went to Scafani's, yep. Virgilio's, and the cave.
She went to the cave, yeah.
And she's saying, oh, here's a couple places you can go and fill Easter baskets with local stuff. And the one she did last night was Scafani's with the catoches and the lobster tails. And the one that was different about this one was Scafani's, every Saturday they do pastries, which they don't do, I don't think they do during the regular week.
No.
But they sell out by 10:30 every Saturday morning.
They go on and about 8:30 to 10:30.
And well, Katie, your the Mike Spikes was close there. Did you ever go?
Oh, yes.
Right? So these pastries, by 10:30 you couldn't get them, but they're gonna take orders for these pastries for Easter, so look for Felicia's post. It was
it's torture.
Proud
though,
of
to look at those that food.
Oh, it's those torture. Things! It is.
It's decadent.
It is coma. It is coma city. If those bacon donuts at Brothers Brew, I think the only other as decadent thing that I could possibly think of is Scafani's catoches, because they're just like this, but they're filled with chocolate and
the
Zeppelis
at St. Joseph.
No, I like the catoches, but because then on top of that they're covered with sugar on top of the sugar and top of the lard and everything else. Yeah, so we got that going.
Yeah,
there you go. Do you guys have any pay it forward stories? Like, and I'll explain what happened in my case. Two different stories I want to talk about. We were at Ocean State Job Lots, and I was with just me and my two girls, and we were going up to pay for a couple of food items or something that we got there, and this construction worker guy was right in front of us, and we had like $7 worth of stuff, and he says, hey, I'm picking up total construction worker, didn't look like a wealthy guy at all, like, you know, laborer, I want to pick up their tab too, and walked out, just waved, not looking for like huge thanks or anything like that. Totally, like, my girls and I, like, put us into another world. Like, so happy for the rest of the day. Talked about the lesson and everything in the car. Awesome. Kate, a couple days ago, was in Dunkin' Donuts drive through. She saw Dee Noble in the rearview mirror. She picked up her coffee. And we talked about that afterwards and said, geez, doesn't that make you feel real good? It's almost like a selfish thing because you get more out of it because you feel so good about it after you do it. You guys ever have any experiences like that? Or can we start a trend? Like, everybody within this week, if you're at a coffee shop, agree to, like, buy the person.
It's happened so many times to me. You notice what I'm drinking. I've been in a drive-thru for my coffee, and I get up there to, you know, pay, and they say, oh, no.
Oh, this happened to you a bunch of times?
It's happened a couple times in the past month.
I love that stuff.
That is awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I've had issues of, you know, paying, being grateful for something and then paying it forward to someone else, but those are the little things you
make
can
a big
do?
Difference for someone's day. But seriously, like $1.50 or $2 for a coffee, right? And someone's going to be like, they could have been in the crappiest mood ever, and you know you just made an impact on that person's life.
Right, and also then they'll do it for somebody without saying, oh, look what I did for you. You know, it's kind of like a little silent. I like that. Let's do it.
There you go.
I'm amazed, and this is like maybe a slightly side topic of this, but so my son, his was nine at the time. Well, so the toilet stopped working. The downstairs toilet stopped working. Started having some issues. And so I'm like, what's going on here? And I went online, and you know, you just start doing like YouTube, like, well, I'm trying to fix the toilet. I'm not, plumbing is not my thing, but you know, I'm reasonably handy in general. So this guy has got this. He's a plumber from like the Southwest somewhere. He's a Hispanic guy, and he's like, is your toilet doing this? Batman's gone swimming. You got yourself an action figure. Right? So you got a kid in the house? This is what happened, right? This guy's talking to me out of the computer. Funny. And he goes through this whole thing about how to resolve the problem.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that. The guy literally spent like 25 minutes of his day showing you how to do this. That's he's a plumber. Awesome. He showed the front of his van that had all these action figures along the back. Oh, to all the guys who
the
got
finger people,
right? And there's a lot of like, you know, it's a lot. I mean, now Joe talks about this a lot too, but like the content that people provide and put out there in the world, that is, and this is fun. People, I'm sure, are getting important information about donuts, but that guy saved me $650.
Yeah.
Boom, yeah.
Was it really an action figure?
Was it?
It was a stick. It's a long story. We had like a CSI moment where I actually had to like take the envelope out and put it in front of them and say, what can you tell me about this? You know, I had like this plastic bag, and he starts to like get all sweaty. And, you know, like, but you know, like that's the kind of thing though, like, you know, the ability to do that now is so easy that we should all be doing it all the time. Like paying for people's coffee, putting our content out there. I mean, it's just how, you know, we were joking earlier that we live in a commune up on Mount Pleasant, which Joe's gonna join the commune on Mount Pleasant now. Yeah. He lives there.
See him doing that now.
Get him in the community.
God's country, East Gloucester. I don't know how the fuck they let KT's kids into East Gloucester.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did they see you before they let you in, or did you put in a blind application?
Blind application.
You're right. Of course. No one let your shit in there. Good. So yeah, very good. I am Toby, do you know anything that this is totally off topic and a terrible segue? But I've driven past Lewis's a couple times. It's not Lewis's anymore.
In Essex,
Ipswich.
Ipswich. Yeah, Essex, Ipswich line. Yeah, right.
Do you know what? Do you have any information? What's going on? It's been dark every time I drive by there.
They were purchased by, it was leased by a group that owns a couple other places.
They spent a fortune renovating it,
and the business is gone, I guess.
Well, Lewis's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but Lewis's was this old school restaurant, the kind that served that cottage cheese dip. Like, that classic New England, spread. You know, they probably serve 5 bajillion fried haddock dinners and prime ribs.
Prime ribs.
You went to Lewis's on Sunday nights or something for prime rib. It was probably 200 people's every week ritual for 50 years.
They go and have 2 Manhattans and a prime rib.
That type of place. You know, very similar to...
Wait,
this is on the left out past the river.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there. Absolutely. No, yeah, this place is classic.
Classic place. Yeah. Well, it changed hands.
Changed hands.
It seems, and the people spent a ton of money renovating it. Expanded the parking lot, the whole thing. And
Castle Creek or something.
Yeah. And it's been darkened. So if anybody knows what's going on there, I don't know if they're trying to run it seasonally now or if they just, or if something happened.
I think it was the people with the Sylvan Grill who have Sylvan Grill in Danvers or PBD, and the one, they also have another one up in Salisbury.
Bradford Tavern.
And they own like 3 or 4 of these places, and they were trying to put the same formula in there, but I guess
that they could absorb like letting it, it's like not make money for more than a season.
It's kind of a tough location without, I mean, like, unless you were going there for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know something? You say that, right?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You know the guys from the Farm Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
They take these places that have turned over 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
They go in there and they're friendly and they put friendly staff and they put affordable food and a really country vibe, you know, whatever, close-knit vibe there. And they buy up all these places that are failing and they pack the place. So... They opened up the Mexican joint.
It's called En Fuego.
En Fuego, yeah. Just like only a mile down the road, less than a mile down the road from there, and they're killing it. So, you know, I think that actually they have, because if you go 4 miles around that place, I don't think there's a ton of places to compete with them.
That's right. You got Hamilton, Wenham. There's nothing there until you get to Hamilton, Wenham. There's Ipswich. Yeah, you're right. I get it. Yeah.
And then, you know, actually Castle Hill, what is that? Cranes Beach?
Mm-hmm.
That feeds out right to there.
That's right.
People going by there.
Yep.
they have a lot of traffic, and if retail and restaurants go by number of cars going by, they got that in spades.
Going out to Russell's Orchards right there.
Sure. Russell's Orchards.
Russell's Orchards.
With an S. Everything has to have an S at the end. Ames's.
And in Hopes.
Marshall's.
When I was a kid.
I remember learning to drive in that parking lot.
Yeah, I think I learned to drive
in
that parking lot.
And I lived in Somerville. We came up to Dearman.
The next one was a true Gloucesterism. We had Ames, and people used to refer to it as Ames's. I got to go to Ames's.
I blew up just Ames.
That one.
I finally had Ames's. A drop on my family. I just kind of went crazy on them, like after like going to college and coming back, and they're like, "Let's go to Kowloon's." Like, it's a place, Kowloon. There's not a Mr. Kowloon. Okay, it's a bay in Hong Kong, Kowloon. There's not some guy named Kowloon, Mr. Tommy Kowloon, who comes out and serves your food, okay? It's a bay, it's a place. It's like Saugus. It's like you'd be calling it Saugus.
See, I always make it the apostrophe S.
Possessive.
That's the problem.
Oh, man.
Love Donna.
So, actually, can I throw a restaurant thing out? Is that there's a rumor going around amongst the high school and middle school girls that Cafe Bishko is closing. I don't know what folks have heard about that.
Oh.
That's a rumor.
I heard they were selling it, but not closing it.
So my daughter, Rebecca, who's, you know, said, who's looking connected to the world, says that she's thinking of going back to Turkey. If this is true and you are listening to the sound of my voice, do not do this. Stay here.
My whole evening routine goes way out of whack without those froyos.
Mm-hmm. The best froyo in town.
Dude. What I'm saying here. Yes, and the fact that it's a local place, it's on the upper main street, that the kids love it. I mean, the kids
are food late.
I can't get to the counter in that place. It's full.
I
hope this is false. But if you were in the sound of my voice when you were making this consideration, tell us what we need to do
to keep you open.
What do you need? GoFundMe page.
Kickstarter. Random Kickstarter like other wealthy people do when they don't need the money. If you need a pizza oven in your place, even though you already have a very established, successful Anisquam restaurant that you need, we can do that too.
Kill a man. What do you need? Just talk to me.
talk to me. Well, you know, they had when they closed their joint in Salem to come to Gloucester, there was this huge outcry. Don't leave us.
I thought they were open in both places. Or did they sell it?
They've done this style of place several times. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that they've sold them and then moved on and found a new location and opened it up.
So they're selling the name.
Here we go. Here are the recipes. Just take them and go.
Get a clientele.
They work hard. Those people are some of the hardest people.
When they're empty in their van after they go shopping, I think to myself, what a nightmare, because I hate empty.
But they're there. They are there, like, morning to night.
Well, Bisco is their son. They even named it after their son.
But like, my daughter and the Grow Girls are in mourning currently, and we want to just...
By the way, I'll give you another Gloucester.
We'll have to go and talk.
The plural of shrimp is shrimp. In Gloucester, it's shrimps.
Absolutely.
You know what we should talk about is the movie.
Two movies.
Manchester by the Sea movie.
Oh, then you got the...
That
you
I
got,
scooped Casey Affleck that got a photo.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Donna Artizzoni. Yeah, I sent that to...
I had my GMG press pass on.
And they let her behind the velvet rope.
I was standing right there, and he came out.
Press passes.
Well, you haven't. Wait a second. I'll send you the website. You make up these press passes. You put your photo on there. You laminate it. You put it on a lanyard, and it gets you behind all the ropes. So yours is gonna say the clam, which sounds really official, and everybody's gonna be like, "What do you mean?" The clam.
My name
is Marcel Asweaselton. You let me through this velvet rope.
They let me. One of the guys recognized me because he did all of Kitteridge. He goes, "Oh, you're back." And I stood there, and he told me Casey was in the house. And when he came out, of course, he was on the other side of me, but he waved to me. And then when he got in the car, click.
Nailed it.
I was like, "Oh, ooh, ooh." And then I saw him again. But you put this little thing on, and I'm telling you, move up to the top of the line.
David Cox pulls the GMG press pass all the time.
So did Paul Morrison. Didn't he get into Fenway Park?
Yeah. Paul Morrison?
You came
got into Fenway Park.
Paul Morrison got into Fenway Park.
I'll make you one. Oh yeah.
Love yeah, Paul Morrison got into Fenway Park.
Yeah. I'll send you the, website where it fills in everything. All you have to do is put in the the fields and print it up.
Fabulous.
This winter I had the girls during Christmas vacation or something, one of those nights, and we spent one night making press passes for all of their stuffed animals. Yes. Each one of Fluffy, Muffy.
Joey's going to make me one too.
And it says press on it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So people see.
Oh, and those lanyards we got off of Amazon.
Sure.
I think that's my second one. I broke the first one. But it says press.
Do you need to say it?
No. I need a flak vest too. I want a flak vest.
Well, you should. You guys are going to need a flak vest. Yeah. You keep pissing off all these wicked tuna guys.
Exactly. And a harpoon to the thorax.
Oh, almighty. Yeah, good job, Donna. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you earlier in the podcast.
And I was late for a business appointment. I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to do my job.
Pressing news.
Like, where were you? I was like, being a paparazzi.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So, Kim, I don't have a suit for you. I may end up in a late June wedding wearing a mafia suit, like all black with a black skinny tie, because that's appropriate for a June wedding.
I'm not sure what the guys are wearing. They might be wearing dark suits, so I'll let you know. I don't know what the guys are wearing.
The good news is it'll probably still be 40 degrees.
Yeah.
Wait, it's in Annisquam. The wedding's in Annisquam. The swells don't let you in over there if you don't have khakis on.
And also, it's gonna be cool. It's going to be in the evening, right on the water, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'll let you know.
I gotta wear my Nantucket Reds or some shit like that, or they're gonna throw you out. They don't like the guineas coming in over there anyway. and then on top of it, wear the black suit with the black skinny tie. It's just not gonna be pretty.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's not like that.
Oh no, not at all.
No, of
course not
at all.
Silly I'm over me. There a lot.
Silly me. What was that?
Squammy is down squam. They're accepting and loving people.
There's a lot of people there that I like.
Though. Of course, I'm
right. I live there.
I need to apologize to FOB Ed Maury, who wrote to tell me that he has unsubscribed from Good Morning Gloucester. He has several points of contention, which I'd like to address and apologize for. Here we go. Joey, I really like the idea of GMG, local sharing of local goings-on and local people. Nonetheless, I just unsubscribed from GMG email updates and thought I'd tell you why. Two reasons. Reason number two in importance, but still important, in the most annoying category. When I'm checking my email quickly, I scroll past the GMG email. It hijacks my screen for more than 30 seconds while it loads. Do you offer an email notification that simply provides a link I can just click that will remind me to go to Good Morning Gloucester daily instead of getting the entire email blast that has all the content on it? And my reply to this one is the problem that it loads, it takes 30 seconds to load, is because we do 20 posts a day, and they're often video, photo, big photos, and audio, the podcast. So it takes a while to load. So I'm very sorry that we serve up so much free content that it's messing up your day, loading, taking so long to load. I know it's a burden to have to read the free content that we create, and it's terrible. But that's, you know, so I apologize for that. And the number one most frustrating reason, being new in Gloucester, a mere 5 years, I don't know a lot of people and traditions that show up in Good Morning Gloucester. That's why I read Good Morning Gloucester, to begin to meet people and tune into the goings-on. Now that I'm retired, I'm able to join in the fun if I know when it's happening. The trouble is that GMG usually provides few, if any, clues to the newbie like me about who the poster is, what they're talking about. It appears that you're assuming every reader will know what you're talking about and who's talking. Example, I'm almost never clear about whose post I'm reading, if it's yours or a regular contributor. I am still not clear exactly who or what Sister Felicia is. Is this a person or a store? Where and when did St. Joseph's celebration happen, and was the public invited? I have no clue about FOB Solange or who's in that picture at the top of today's postings. Sure could use a caption. And I'm off. I'm very sorry. This is serious, and I don't want to make fun of him because this is a this is serious stuff. And Kim, how many times have I explained to and Donna that when you do your post, that the people that get the email blast, your name is not associated with your post unless you put your name in it. Mm-hmm. Have I not said I want you guys to get credit for your own post? Mm-hmm. And if you don't do this, you're not going to get credit.
Because if you don't click on the page. You don't
but people, but you have to realize that the people get the email blast. It's just an aggregation of that day's posts.
But it says not buy.
Well,
apparently remembers. Yeah.
So, as far as who Sister Felicia is, I think in yesterday's post about the Catorches, she references me as her brother. Me and Joey have done this. I've done it, countless times in the podcast. We explained it just three or four days ago with Rick Moore, countless times. I'm sorry if you didn't recognize that she's my sister. I'm sorry if you don't know. We've explained what a friend, FOB, friend of the blog, is countless times. And if you need more information on any of the topics that we're talking about, I may have also said this a bazillion times. Google is your friend. You could type in the topic and Good Morning Gloucester, and you could do a little research on your own. We're creating 20 posts a day here, and I don't believe that any media source hyperlinks back to other sources more than we do. The Times doesn't hyperlink at all. They told me they don't have the technology to hyperlink to people. To people in their stores. the Times doesn't hyperlink at all. Right. There are other websites that may hyperlink back, but we try to highlight as many businesses and give as much exposure to as many places as we can. If during the course of Felicia spending 45 minutes to compose her daily post, and I know she sometimes spends half a day putting her post together, if she did not include a telephone number or something like that, I don't want to sound mean or anything, but in this day and age, I don't care that if you're 60 or 50 or 20, if you cannot grasp the ability to look something up on Google, the few keystrokes it takes you to look something up on Google, then I am sorry. I'm not trying to patronize you, but I feel like we do more than we can possibly ever try to do.
Well, plus, people could just make a comment in the comment section that they don't understand, and whoever made the post,
it comes right back.
Will come right back to you with the details.
We have a gravity
on every, even in the newsletter under each post. It says you can put a comment. So if you have a question about a certain post, you can comment. And people generally will answer you.
We have our photos.
We respond almost immediately. But
you respond almost immediately. Yeah. You respond. Felicia, she responds instantly.
Well, sometimes we don't get the notification we're on the road. And we don't. But
working.
Eventually, someone steps up. Generally, 95% of the time, someone steps up.
Yep.
James, you wanted to say something?
As a public service, in my mock British accent, St. Joseph's Day, from Wikipedia. St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, is the feast of Joseph in Western Christianity, the principal feast day of St. Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is the former foster father of Jesus Christ. He is the rank of solemnity of the Roman Catholic Church. Catholics who follow the Missal of the 1962 celebrated as a first-class feast. There you go.
That's how they call him.
I know, that was probably, but see, the foster problem father. Is, exactly. The problem is right now that the tips of your finger are so calloused right now, you probably won't be able to do them anything else from pressing all those keystrokes to get that information. So, it is a hazard, and I don't know if we need to take out a liability policy for these people with the calloused fingertips.
When I moved here in 1994, right, but there was a lot of this stuff, why can't I get down the street today? What the hell is going on? And that's, you know what, Gloucester? That's part of the fun.
It is.
It's like a new discovery every day for about 30 years. Yep. And now with the snow melting, there's even more fun discovery.
There is more fun discovery.
Popping out of the snow. Yeah. Donna will attest. And you, what the post that you guys did last week with certain random artifacts the mattress.
The mattress. Prophylactics.
Nips.
Yeah, nips. A lot of nips.
What? Single gloves.
Yeah.
A lot of single gloves.
Such a nice...
I saw some
fireball mist everywhere. Fireball nips everywhere.
Everywhere. What is with that? Do people ever drink that in bottle form?
Not unless
I'll take a sack of Fireball nips.
So the I team. What is the I team? Is it, what channel is that? Four,
that's
five, or seven?
Four, I think.
Four. Okay, I think it is four.
Yeah. Or BZ.
BZ is four. Yeah. Anyway, they did an I team investigative report, and so what happened is this person that you know that they have the easy pass now, and you can't pay with cash on the Tobin Bridge.
Right.
Right. So if you go buy a car or a truck. And you don't have the easy pass, the transponder, they're going to send you, it's called pay by plate, and they send you for a $2, what would be a $2 toll, a bill for $3, yeah. And you have to pay it. You could pay it online, or you can send in the money, the credit card, or whatever. But if you don't pay it within 60 days, it adds, let's see, what does it say? It's $50 on top of your $3 toll. After 60 days, another 40 on top of that if it goes unpaid for 120 days. So someone that had, let's see, his name is Richard Fay of Linfield, is one of those drivers. I was floored, he said, talking about the bill he got for going over the bridge 17 times. At $3 per toll, he expected a bill for $51. He admits he was late paying the toll and was even prepared for a late fee, but he wasn't prepared for the bill stating he owed $1,059. It felt like extortion, he said. For Renee Barreto, it was even worse. Her two dozen trips over the Tobin turned into $4,569. I felt hopeless, she said. Renee and Richard both got hit with late fees. Mass DOT charged $50 for each toll that is not paid 60 days, and another 40 on top of that if it goes unpaid for a total of 120 days. The fees continue to grow, and the longer the bill goes unpaid, this person said, I can barely afford living. He said, I mean, $900 for four times over the Tobin Bridge. That's nuts. This is loan shark stuff. And here's what I say. What? So question is, I mean, I'm assuming we all agree that this is an exorbitant fine to pay for a late fee.
Lunacy, right?
Okay. It is long shot.
We all say that. And and anyone in private business that tried to charge that for a late fee, they would.
Yeah.
There was no way that would fly, right?
Even Bank of America doesn't.
right? No one. Right? So the government gets to do it. So question is, what is the fair amount to charge for a late fee on a $3 toll after 60 days and 120 days? How would you handle it? I'm going to start with Donna. We're going to go around the room. Donna.
Maybe $5, if that.
$5 on a late fee for 60 days?
Well, if you have a $3 bill, so you make it $5. $2 for a fine. For late fees.
Well, there's some administrative work as well, probably.
Yeah, right?
They're sending out paper bills and stuff like that.
But with electronics, as we say in IT, a couple of keystrokes to the person, the plate has a lot of information.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have.
I'll just dial it back. Can you actually charge someone something and not have an attendant there to take U.S. currency, which is legal tender in all places? I mean, first of all, that's just strange to me, like that you can actually do that. You shouldn't.
It's not only there. I can tell you,
Delaware,
if you go, for example, in Florida, in order to get off some of these toll highways, you have to have the transponder. They only have an attendant X number of tolls, so you are not allowed to exit.
Well, they're trying to make it.
But I want to blow. Joey's trying to go around, so I'll forgive you. I stopped. So first of all, so I think that's a little dicey, but sure. So $10. Because if you're going to just multiply fees out the wazoo, like you said, that's usury. I mean, there's laws against that. They don't let banks do that. Sure, there's an administrative fee. We had to send you a second bill. There was a stamp.
Right.
We had to have an intern lick it. Whatever numbers that you crank up to that, $10. One time. And that's on on all 16 tolls within a month. You can't.
Right, how about this? How about $10 or Donna's $5, whatever it happens to be. And then the next time you go for your registration, if these fees aren't paid, then you don't get your registration, because that gets everybody to pay the bill.
And if it's
legitimate and it's not outrageous,
then somebody can afford to pay.
Then you can afford to pay, because some people don't have $150 balance in their checking account, and they're never going to pay it. So
I understand.
Where does it end? Okay, KT.
Get
an easy pass.
Yeah.
Going over the bridge 17 times, get an easy pass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The government isn't tracking you. They don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I had to bring my daughter in for an appointment in Boston and Children's Hospital, wherever we'd take her. And I didn't have my transponder yet. Okay. I was sweating because I didn't realize that what was going to happen to me, because there's signs saying you're screwed up the ass if you don't have the transponder, but yet asshole, that's what I think. That's how it read anyway. So I got through there, and then I got the next week I got the bill in the mail, and it said you owe $3 and this is how you can handle it, and I paid it, and at the same time it gives you the form, or you can go online to get it. So I got it the following week. It's in my truck and I'm good to go. So yeah, get the goddamn.
That's a transponder.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go through Hampton Beach now. You know they have the no attendance. You're going 60 miles an hour, so you don't have to stop. And I love the sign up there: "Do not stop."
Yeah.
When you're going,
let's go, chop, chop.
Puts the brakes on. You're like, no.
Well, I mean, think about that. I mean, how much traffic that they probably have alleviated from that bottleneck, right?
And all down, all the way to DC. I've done it a couple times. It's just
Delaware
so much
is one of those. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
No doubt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, the same people that refuse to get smartphones, the same people that won't use Uber, these are the same people that will not get a friggin' easy pass, okay?
They're afraid the government's going to know where they are. You know what? I'm not doing anything.
Aaron Hernandez would have been better served without an easy pass. God damn it. No, I don't think it would have mattered. Kim?
Same thing. $5, $10, put a cap on it. But, you know, I think that the people... They're probably having the issue when they go to re-register or renew their license. They're probably not able to get it if they owe.
If you have a parking ticket, you can.
Right? Yeah. So if you owe $4,000, you're going to lose your license.
And then they lose your job if you can't get into town.
You can't get it right. It's terrible. That is extraordinary.
But you're right. Terrible. If you go over the bridge 17 times while you're commuting, why would you not get an easy pass?
Because you know you're going to forget to pay one of those bills. I forget to pay my bills all the time.
The point is $4,000.
But it's also, it also saves you money if you use it.
Yeah.
It's like $2.50 as opposed to $3, which you have to pay if they take the picture, pay by plate. So, I mean, that's an incentive. My thoughts are,
Only one way you have to pay. The other way, you don't.
It may be a little bit excessive in terms of, like you said, Jim, that banks, there are usury laws out there. You can't charge those kind of exorbitant fees. But the answer is, just like Katie, get the pass. Or the alternative is, you got a U-turn there. If you don't have the transponder, you got to take a U-turn and go back 10 miles.
You're going through Eastie. You're going through Eastie.
Do what I do, and I always go,
they'll let you go through. They're just going to send you a bill.
I'm saying, but they could change the rule that you can't get through without it unless
you... Well, they even end up being a nightmare, a traffic nightmare.
Of course.
The government can already track you because they're sending you the bill.
Yeah, they already know where you are.
Now there's no
rule. You have a license plate. They know.
But if you follow the Aaron Hernandez thing on Twitter, they show, like, these reporters are doing a great job, you know, talking about it on Twitter and stuff. You know, they have pictures of his car, you know, going down this off ramp. Yeah. It's from the, you know, from the state owned video, you know, pictures.
And his cell phone too, I think. Yeah,
so they got that going. Did anybody go to Cacciatore's yet?
Just opened last night.
No, did anybody hear anything?
Well, we went to Artrageous last night, and then to Amnol, and on the way back, the parking lot was full.
Good.
So, well, that's good.
Good to see.
In the absence of...
It was like at 9:30.
In the absence of Pinoli,
Which
closed, La Trattoria, and Giuseppe's, it's really the only build as an Italian place in town.
Well, also don't forget about places like the little places like Maria's and stuff like that. Wouldn't you call that?
Would you call Maria's an Italian joint?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you kind of could. Yeah. I consider it a pizza joint, family joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. A whole lot of
that's true. Okay. Well, you still got Maria's, which I love. Yeah, I mean, love Maria's. Where else? Okay. Name another Italian joint.
I'm just trying to think. That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
Trying to make me look bad.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
So we got that. Yeah. So it's right around the corner, and I'm hoping and praying that affordable lunches for us working folk.
Because
East Gloucester, we lost some places.
Yeah.
Sad face.
How about Magnolia? Please, someone open a restaurant in Magnolia. He said 525 is awesome.
What about the pub? I thought the pub was doing a good job. The person that was running patio was running the pub.
We need a Willow Rest. That we baked them.
Well, you mean after Tony's burned, now...
Yeah, there's no place... But I would love a Willow Rest, because
Tony's house is breakfast, yeah. Lunch place or whatever.
There's nothing.
Sub shop. There's no sub shop? Is there a sub shop in Magnolia? Okay. Wow, what an opportunity.
Right?
Lexington Ave, they're begging people to...
They're the Greeks when you need them.
Exactly. Some guy named George.
We've been begging Willow Rest to come over there because...
You'd be well-served by Willow Rest 2. East Gloss would be well-served by Willow Rest 3.
Well, every neighborhood needs one of those. A Willow Rest or a Last Stop or something.
And if you can't get that...
I love a little general store.
I'd like to get a gyro.
Gyro?
Yeah, gyro would be good.
But there's no place in town to get a gyro, is
there? There isn't. Is there?
You can get a Mexican one at they carve off the spit at
What about the diner formerly known as Chicks? Can you get a gyro there?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
The diner formerly known as Chicks.
I only know it as Chicks, whatever it is
Supreme
now.
Supreme.
Yeah.
Supreme beef.
They're newbier than you are, and you didn't know it was Chicks? Did they know it was Chicks?
No, was it called Chicks before?
Yeah.
At one point.
Chicks when I got here.
I forgot that.
I'm going to ask you KT a question. Where did you guys grow up?
They haven't. Where were you raised?
Where were you raised? When I grow up, it'll be here. I spent the first 10 years in North Weymouth, and then I moved to Foxborough. So I've always been in the Boston area.
And my family's from Lynn, and I went to school in Lynnfield, the early school choice program of having an op with an address in a nicer town. And that's that area down there. Yeah. And my wife's Skipfield.
Do you ever go to Lynn at all anymore? Have you been to the Blue Oxes?
I've been to the Blue Ox. We were from closer to the 2-1 than that. But
what did you think of the Blue Ox?
It was only when I was a kid, like a long time ago.
Has it been there that long?
No, I don't know. Checked the Blue Ox. I'm trying to think of the. Am I thinking of the right place?
Probably not.
This is downtown.
A really cool place.
Well, so my thing about Lynn is I always thought that Lynn could be like the JP of the North Shore, right? Yeah. You know, it's got all the cool architecture.
It has this loft space that could be converted into like cheap housing for cool artists and gays.
This is Richard Florida, the guy who agrees with you, sociology professor agrees with you, right? First come the gay men.
Yep.
Then come the hipsters.
Yep.
Then come the families who come in and they start raising kids and go, "Oh, this place needs schools and sidewalks and and they wreck it."
There was all this promise.
Yeah, there's a lot, and it just never seems to be able to get over itself. Partially, I think it's just so far from anything, you can't get away from the highway.
Remember the little ditty.
Lowell has been up and coming, right? With they've been doing
spinners are there. Yeah.
But a lot of that was the Tsongas family, right? Because Tsongas was from there, right? He just channeled things there. And so, Lynn needs an advocate.
I know. See all the South Shore, Woods Hole and all those places get all the money. And look at South Station compared to North Station. If there ever is a thing that the Irish are in control of the money and the Guineas are the second-class citizens, you look at South Station versus North Station. Am I right? Woods Hole gets the stupid money compared to Gloucester, and we have
I gotta tell a quick North Station story. I commuted from North Station for for tons of years, and one time literally. So the thing about North Station that confuses everybody is why you can't actually get to where the trains are from the subway station. And I'm coming back from work. And there's an Amish family, okay? Because they take the train up from wherever, Ohio, whatever, because they won't take cars or Uber. Apparently, they don't do Uber. Okay, so
Amish, very anti-Uber.
Yeah, exactly. They like Lyft, though, because they have the mustaches, and that's closer, right? So they're out there. They got all their bags. It's like the whole thing. I don't think they had farm animals, but it was everything but, right? And they're like standing there, and I'm like, they're just looking around. And I said, "Are you having some trouble?" They don't have a smartphone either, right? And they're like, "How do you get to the train?" Old guy with the beard, woman with the bonnet. I'm like, "I'll show you." They're probably trying to get to Maine because they have these places up in Maine. So I walk them over to the Down Easter. I say, "I think this is where you're going." "Yeah, this is our train." He looks at me and goes, "This is very poorly organized." Like the Amish are scoring on North Station. Are you shitting me? The Amish can guy who rides around in a cart takes a look at this and goes, what the fuck is this crap?
Jesus, the transportation around here really sucks.
People are idiots. Guy in a cart.
You gotta go outside.
Horse buggy.
But that's how it's always been. You've done that all your life. You don't even notice.
Come on there.
Well, isn't it true that the saddest thing about the Big Dig, it was originally meant to connect North Station and South Station and all these things.
That'll never happen.
And then that was deemed too expensive and that got dropped.
I'm really sad that when there was talk way back when, and all that area was available behind where the Gillette company is in South Boston, that they didn't put Foxborough, you know, the Gillette Stadium, right there. Where Gillette
they talked about it.
Because you have all that, everything funnels right there.
Mm-hmm. One of your guys, you know, James from Magnolia.
Fiallo.
He said every other major community has a stadium, basically downtown. He said, and we don't.
Well, the people again, it's the South Shore.
It's Irish, man.
The Irish have it down in their backyard, and us Guineas have to drive.
And it's a pain in the neck to go to.
Well, that's this. The game's Sunday. Usually, in the Patriots, they put them on at night because of their marquee matchups. Generally, they're like, you know, the 7 o'clock game at night.
Or 8:30.
You're gonna work
8:30's worse.
You're gonna work on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Hours to get out of there.
Yeah.
Hours.
Unfortunately.
Every single time I visit my family, I always forget and end up in traffic for hours.
Oh, Jesus. You don't think about that? I would think by now you've been smoked enough that you
think of that. I mean, these Fenway.
So when you were a kid, you must have been able to go to some great concerts, no?
I went to U2, which was cool, right before they put the new stadium in. But that's, I haven't ever been to the new stadium. Like, I have no, there was nothing there when I moved out.
What's it called now? It's been like 15 different things.
It used to be Shane.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about Great Woods.
What are they called?
Great Woods. Yeah, we're really close to Great Woods, too. We're kind of halfway in between. I saw a ton of great stuff.
That's a pain, too. The Tweeter Center?
Yeah.
Like, the Tweetus, that's
Tweetus.
They got Tweetus over there.
Can I ask Jim a Lynn question?
Yeah.
Did you when you were growing up, was Zimmons a department store?
Yep, Zimmons. Yep.
It wasn't a fabric store.
No, it was a department store. And there's that old Orthodox Jewish community that's down there, that whole thing. And so this is just to give you a sense of my upbringing. My grandmother, I grew up Irish, but my family kind of fell apart and I wound up being mostly raised by Jews in Cambridge, so it's kind of confusing. And my wife's Jewish, my kids are Jewish, so I'm like the only Irish Jew. I'm like Moses O'Finnigan-Stein, right? It's ridiculous. The whole thing is crazy, right? And so...
Hence the lobster trap menorah.
Hence the lobster trap menorah, the whole thing, right?
It's awesome.
Can you pronounce that again, Moses?
I don't know if it's possible. So, I mean, I remember driving through Central Square down there with my grandmother, and she used to drink a bit. And she sees the Orthodox Jews walking down, and she rolls down her window, and she goes, "Christ killers!"
No!
And I thought they were Italians. Because I'd seen the movie. It was the Italians, right, with the nails, right? It was the guy. Right?
Oh, my God!
I assumed they were Italians.
That's what happens when you invite us on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Joey can't edit this, but he showed us the technology. Well, she was old. I mean, she was crazy.
My grandmother used to see a woman dressed kind of like slutty, and she'd go, "What a boudon!"
Yeah.
And then she put the faccia brutta in front of her. Right. Ugly.
Like, what a generation. Like, oh,
but,
God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Growing up, everyone's experiences were a little bit different. I had some different experiences.
I'm still getting over that. Absolutely, still recovering from that. People are like, you know, you're not from Gloucester. Where are you from? I'm like, I'm from like, oh, well, good, well done. This is as far as my people have ever come.
Casey Tombstone, I don't mean to derail it.
Yeah, I know, you're trying.
I'm trying to, like, get us not...
Recover.
Yeah.
Recovering.
Pull back.
No, on to the next.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. Death row sub and death row meal. Do you know what I'm getting at?
If you're on death row,
the executioner says, we're going to get you any sub and meal in Gloucester. This is your last meal. What is it going to be?
In Gloucester.
Sub shop, breakfast joint.
I'm going to go with...
Restaurant.
Virgilio's, tuna and lettuce on a St. Joe.
Wow.
And then you get potato chips and you just stick them right inside the sandwich.
Give it a little texture.
Yep. Yeah, give it a little texture. That's the best thing ever.
Very nice.
And then...
I'm going to try that.
For a meal, I usually just do like lobster at home. That's
There you go. James?
How long is the execution? How long is the execution? Is this like right before I'm going to get gas?
It's your last
this is your last meal before it.
So I'm lactose intolerant. So if I can actually get like a Parmesan sub.
Oh, I got you. Right? I get where you're going with this. Yeah. Oh, cheese. Messes
exactly.
You up. Yeah,
I want something super cheesy.
Yeah.
You know, the cramps aren't coming. This is going to be awesome.
So, cramps. I'm going to get all bound up.
Hurry up, you guys.
Chop, 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 get this over with.
Oh, the governor's calling. Now I'm fine.
You gotta stay.
There you go.
Oh, man, that is funny.
Anyway, to so people know where to go find the clam.
Or how to avoid it.
How do you avoid the clam?
Don't go to
gloucesterclam.com.
Don't go. Don't.
The greatest thing that 2014 produced. It was 2014 you launched, right?
It was, yeah. We're coming up in a year.
Kicking butt and taking names.
I know we sound like jerks on the internet, but really we're not jerks.
Not jerks. And people need to take themselves a little less seriously.
Satire.
Take yourself a little less seriously. Donna, you got your 1 hour at a time gang coming up.
Yeah, every Saturday. We're not sure where we're going next week. 8:30. I'm going to Maine to babysit 4 children.
Look at the blog for that.
Yeah, it'll be on my face. I have a Facebook page, too. 1 hour at a time Facebook page.
Oh, really?
I made one.
Why don't you do it? Okay. Let me ask you a question.
I just did it.
When? I hope it was like 10 minutes ago because if you haven't had a post yet saying
I did.
We did a Facebook page for 1 hour at a time gang. Follow it. Take a screenshot of your logo and here's the link.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Thank you for reminding me. I do have a job.
I understand, but you're doing all this effort. Get it fucking recognized. Kim, what can we recognize you for? You're working on your Monarch film, or what's going on?
My Monarch film that's going beautifully. It was yesterday was the first day I saw a light at the end of the tunnel.
And you're working on your daughter's wedding dress.
My daughter's wedding dress, that's coming along beautifully, and the wedding plans are coming along beautifully. But the most exciting thing was seeing a light at the end of this quagmire of 3 years of footage. And
awesome sauce.
So it was very nice. Really
awesome
good day
yesterday.
And Toby? Is Toby the legend?
Yeah, exactly.
I say that to everybody. I said that to James when he walked in. I'm gonna start losing my credibility when I call everybody legend when they walk in.
I'm gonna question what he really means.
The legend only zone.
There can I make one more thing? I'm sorry. What up?
I got the music going, but go ahead.
Walt at Magnolia's having another auction
April 4th. Okay, I'm sure you're going to do a post on it.
It's already
gone. All right, for Donna Adanzoni, James Dowd, KT Tombstone, Kim Smith, and Mr. Effervescent, Toby Payne.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.